My wife the other day, as every good wife should, looked to me for some spiritual direction. She said, "What does this chapter in Proverbs mean?" So, being duly encouraged that my wife has shown deference to my seniority, my wisdom, I duly looked up Proverbs 20, verse 1. And quickly came to the conclusion, I haven't got the foggiest idea. I certainly haven't, that's the wrong one. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. I trust that's not the reason for my mistake. Let's go to chapter 18, verse 1 instead. Proverbs 18, verse 1. Less alcohol, less interesting, but we'll do what we can with this. In the authorized version, it reads, through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeks and intermeddles with all wisdom. Intriguing. Pulled all the other translations off the shelf. But before we do that, if we glanced into the column, there is an alternative translation in the version I have here. He that separates himself seeks according to his desire and intermeddles with every business. So we have this interesting situation of someone separating himself. Well, we have all been separated for a special purpose. We have all had to separate ourselves from various unpleasant circumstances. But this is someone who separates themselves completely. Are they separating themselves for the correct reason? I'm not talking about people who find themselves in abusive relationships and through no fault of their own, for their own self-respect, for their conscience, for obedience to God, they are unable to continue within a fellowship. But I think this is very much talking about someone which we could all fall into the trap. We can all come up, especially little sermonette men. You get a pet idea occasionally. You really delight in some little dead end, some little facet. It becomes your baby. You work on it. You prepare a sermon. Sermonette, sorry. That's a bit of a giveaway, a bit Freudian slip. You prepare this sermonette length sermon. And completely missing the point. It is so easy to separate ourselves from the wisdom that we were given. We were called out of a world, we were made separate, but we are not to be isolated. Mr. Armstrong in Mystery of the Ages gave short shift to those people who considered they could be an individual solo Christian. Now, he obviously did not realize some of the experiences that we were going to have to go through, not out of rebellion, not out of a desire to come up with some new truth, which God has only given to us and no one else, but this intermeddling with wisdom, this seeking your own ideas, there is a huge danger there. We have got to have the courage to stand alone, but we shouldn't desire. We shouldn't seek to be alone. The separateness is linked in the concordance to a word which also means mule. Obstinate. A mule, sorry. Did I make that very clear? And a four-legged, stubborn, brute animal. In Strong's, separated is under reference 6504, meaning to break, separate, brackets oneself, divide, be out of joint. We're called into the church to be part of a body. Don't let our own vanity, our own ideas, take us so that we put ourselves out of joint from what God has restored in his church. Don't intermeddle with the wisdom that we've been blessed with so that we can pursue a soul course. Mr. Bowles in a recent sermon talked about the various groups in the church. Well, you could hardly call this a group, this category, by definition, refuses to be part of a group. We need to be part of a body, not intermeddling, but intermeshed. We need each other. Scary, isn't it? Scary. They say you can choose your friends, but you can't pick your family. Well, that's certainly true about the Church of God, isn't it? But we can't have a relationship with Jesus Christ if we refuse to have a relationship with those people he calls his brothers and sisters. Our connection with Christ is with everybody else. God, Jesus Christ, is the true vine. To produce fruit, we have to be attached in a relationship with Jesus Christ. And we don't choose the other people. Jesus Christ chooses them, or God the Father chooses them and calls them, gives them to Jesus Christ to work with, to train. I work alone. I find my own company easy and comfortable. I do not need a radio, an MP3 player plugged into my ears. I must be careful what I say with the recent instruction about sorting out this technology. Me and technology, anything beyond a £4 hammer, I'm a little bit stuck. You can see how easy it is to intermeddle when preparing sermonettes. The Strong's 6505 refers to a mule, perhaps for his lonely habit. And the wisdom, this is what really struggled with, the word wisdom at the end of verse 1, chapter 18, when you don't have any grasp of the knowledge and you read this, you think, well, however did they translate this, properly means to substantiate, support, or by implication, ability. For example, direct help in purpose, an undertaking, brackets, intellectual understanding, an enterprise, that which is substance. Dear, oh dear, I'm not really been a lot of help to my wife over this, but do you understand this isn't just knowledge wisdom? This is a working, not way. This scripture is talking about something that works, has been in place. Don't interfere with it. We have inherited an incredible source of knowledge, wisdom from God. It's a way of life. It works. Beware of your ideas which do not fit in to what we've inherited. So many people will use the scripture, we are growing in grace and knowledge. And then they stop. Excuse me, it says a bit more than that. Let's look at that concluding scripture. Look at with me, please, to 2 Peter. Hope we won't come across anything about wine this time. 2 Peter 3, the end of the chapter, 17 and 18. You therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. We need to stick with what we got. We need to be obstinate if it comes to the stubbornness of staying with the truth, but not obstinate with our new idea. But grow in grace and in the knowledge, but it continues, of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forevermore. We have been called not because of our good looks, not because of our brilliance. We've been called because in many ways within the world we are utterly useless. But what we can do with God's wisdom, we can grow to work together as a team, grow into this family of God. And it means we need each other. For those people out there who are through no fault of their own in isolation, well, our heart goes out to you. We hope you can find a fellowship without compromising God's truth. But those of us who are in a fellowship, we will not find it easy. There are going to be difficulties. There are going to be times when we are cross purposes with each other. But let God show us the way through them. Don't come up with our own brilliant solution. Let us rejoice with the sound wisdom. Let's work with the way that God has given us to work with, and let's go forward together as this team, part of the same family of God.